Okay, it's the 19th of Tishrei. Good morning, everybody. And we're up to the 10th Os in Mizmor Kuf Yutes, which is Yud. And with this this couplet of eight is all about, has to do with David's acknowledging failure with Bathsheba. And the reality that when a person can be big enough to acknowledge failure, especially vis-a-vis relationship with Hashem, so that opens a person up to experience divine grace and a restoration of that relationship. You know, we began this Yamim Derayim season with the Pasuk Karuv Adonai L'chol Karav V'chol Asher Yikru V'Emes. Person can be honest, and then they're all of a sudden very close to Hashem. So we have that right here, smack in the middle of the Yud section. Yadati Adonai ki tzedek mishpatecha ve'emuna yinisani. I know that God, you are righteous in your judgments, and it was in fairness that you afflicted me. The next pasuk, yihi nachas decha l'nachameni. And once I can acknowledge that, God, once I can open up myself to that reality, so I know you're not only MS, but you're also chesed. And a person who can acknowledge divine MS is more deserving of divine chesed. So your chesed should be my consolation. Ki imrasecha la'avdecha. As you have promised your servant, yivouni rachamecha ve'achyeh. Sometimes rachem and nachem are a little bit different. The Ritva, in his commentary on the Nachem prayer that we say on Tisha B'Av, notes that we ask for rachamim throughout the day. This is here is girsa, and then one changes over to nachem later in the day. So Rachem and Nachem can sometimes be a little bit different. But here in the context of this mizmor, what David HaMelech is saying, Hashem, you can have Rachmanis on me, you can have compassion for my sin, ve'achyan, so that I shall live, kisar ascha shashuai, right? I have always believed in your Torah. And, you know, the flesh is weak and human beings are fallible. And, you know, sin is not the same as hypocrisy. Sometimes people make that mistake and they think that, oh, you know, you see what a hypocrite a person is. No, a person fails. And chayt is a part of life, and owning up to it is perfectly acceptable. That's what tshuva is all about. So it begins with the Adati Adonai ki tzedek mishpatecha v'emuna inisani, and so that David has a claim towards divine chesed, towards divine nechama, towards divine rachamim. And David puts in a plea that people also should recognize that. The pasuk ayin tes yashuvu li yireecha. So this is a reference, Chazal tell us, to the Sanhedrin. This is the Gemara Masechta Yuma, Daf Chaf Beis, Amar Rav, Shisha Chadashim Nitzar David, Upirshim Menu Sanhedrin, Vidistalka Yemenu Shechina, Tichsiv Yashivali Reacha, Vyode Yedosecha, Ksiv Hashivali Sason Ishecha. So the Sanhedrin was Parish from David, and there are other more graphic descriptions of the Chazal that they mocked him, and they would ask him, you know, what's the onesh for somebody who's with Eishes Ish? And he would respond, you know, misaso b'chanek, but for malbim b'nei chavero, then ein lo chelek olam haba. So the point is that David was asking that people should acknowledge that, you know, a sinner is not the same as an evildoer, and is not a hypocrite. Person can fail. And David HaMelech's values were always his values, and sometimes a person, the flesh is weak, is drawn in, you know, in an appropriate direction, and you have to own up to that and, you know, deal with the consequences and acknowledge one's failure, right? And not just say, oh, you know, they're being unfair. Yadati Adonai ki tzedek mishpatecha ve'emuna inisani. And once a person is willing to do that, so then one has a legitimate claim to divine chesed, to divine rachamim, to divine nechama, and hopefully people can see it that way. As David HaMelech concludes the mizmor, Yihi libi tamim b'chukecha lema'an lo evosh. This idea of tmimus, of total commitment, mitzvah daraisa, according to the Ramban, tamim tiyayim Hashem elokecha, it's about acknowledging divine sovereignty over anything and having a total belief. It's sort of the b'chol lev, which we've seen so many times in this mizmor, so we don't have that exact expression in Yud, but yihi libi tamim b'chukecha, that I should be fully devoted to your Torah, l'man lo evosh, and I shouldn't be embarrassed or feel humiliated just because I haven't always been able to live up to that. So that is the Ramban's notion of unwavering commitment. He says it in so many places. And tamim tiyayim Hashem elokecha, Pasuk in Lech Lecha is Halech Lefanai Ve'yetamim by Avram Avinu. That's his interpretation of the Pasuk of La'avdo B'chol Avchem, that we should do the mitzvahs with total commitment. That's what the Ramban says again. Raki Shamar Lecha Shmar Nav Shechamod Pentishka Chasadvar Masher Rowe Necha. That one has to remember Ma'amad Har Sinai, so that if somebody comes along and denies it, won't even have a safek in terms of performance of the mitzvos. Yehili bi tamim bechukeacha lema'an lo evosh. So David HaMelech was looking for that kind of wholehearted commitment as he was looking to claw his way out of the sin of Bathsheba. Just to return to the very beginning, we deliberately went out of order, the very beginning of this couplet of eight again. So David HaMelech says, Yadecha asuni v'choninuni, that Hashem fashioned me with his hands, havineini ve'almeda mitzvosecha. And therefore, help me understand your mitzvahs. The Radak sort of understands the Pasuk as integrated. He says, Hashem, you created me in such a way that I'm able to have bina, I'm able to learn, right? Hashem created a moach and a lev and koach adibor for human beings. So the very creation of human beings is indicative of our capacity to achieve, you know, bina and das and knowledge and etc. So that is built in. It's possible to interpret the pasuk in a little bit of a different way. Yadecha asuni v'choninuni, that we are creations of God. God fashioned us in the physical sense. And so therefore it's extremely natural for us, in fact it's the only natural thing, that if our creator fashioned us, so instead of, God forbid, rebelling against that creator or ignoring that creator or somehow being apathetic to that reality, that our very being is fashioned by God, so what could be more natural than to wish to live in a manner that is consistent with the will of that creator? So, Yadecha asuni v'chonenuni, havineini ve'elmeda mitzvosecha. Hashem, therefore, allow me to understand your mitzvah so that I'm not just in a physical sense a manifestation of your will, literally of your handiwork, right? Kibiyachol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu ad yadayim, but that I spiritually am living in a manner that's consistent with your will, right? There'd be a strange dichotomy or inconsistency if you had a situation where a person was physically a manifestation of divine will, but spiritually was in rebellion against the divine will. That would be bizarre, right, on some level. So it's actually very consistent. It's the only consistent and logical and natural thing that a person should live out the divine will. So this now is very understandable in light of the what we discussed before, right? David HaMelech is looking to return to his natural state. His natural state is not sin. His natural state is, of course, living in accordance with the Ratzon Hashem. Yihi libi tamim bechukecha l'man lo evosh. That's sort of takes us back to Mizmor Nun Aleph, and David HaMelech is reflecting on his sin with Bathsheba, and he says, Lev tahor berali elokim v'ruach nachon chadesh bekirbi al tashlicheni milfanecha v'ruach kadshecha al tikach mimeni. So, which make up such a big part of our slichos, which we just finished saying, so there's something deeply natural about living with the Ratzon Hashem. And David HaMelech, in his process of purifying himself from sin, was really looking not so much for new ground, but he was looking for a return. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva, to return to a inchoate natural state of purity, which is to live in accordance with the will of one's creator, just as physically one is a manifestation of Yadecha Suni v'yichonenuni, so that is continues to be manifested in a very clear way. Wishing everybody a good moed, moedim l'simcha, wonderful day.